We all want our kids to learn how to be responsible and to be independent. Teaching your kids about the value of money, of course, can help them achieve those things and much more, preparing them for the real world. What better way to teach your kids about money than by playing a game? Kids love games. Jody Swain is the founder of the Hire and Fire Your Kids app. And in this game, you have the power to hire your kids for chores around the house and then fire them if they don't follow the family values and expectations. I love this. Jody joins us now to tell us more about the app and how it works. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I want the background first here because I looked online and I found this picture of you, your husband, and like, I don't know, 13 children.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the Von Trapp family. The blended family is a part of how you came up with this idea.
For sure, yes. So working, I didn't really spend a lot of the time with the family, working nights and weekends. And when I found myself at home with my youngest, who's now 4, you see everything.
Yeah.
And the kids were driving me bonkers and I knew I couldn't handle that. So I thought, why not look at the home as though it was my job for the year? And so I came up with this game where I could hire the kids for jobs that I was prepared to reward them for. And we set our family expectations as to here's what we need you to do to contribute as to being part of our home, such as you make your bed, you don't hit your brother, you flush the toilet, things like that. And we had a family meeting, rolled it out, and voila, it was a game changer in our home for the 9 months that we played.
Now, it is an app. You have launched it as an app. The hire part, I completely get.
Yes.
The fire part, I don't quite get. Tell me what you mean by that.
So we asked the families to take a look at your family values and the expectations you have in your home that are unpaid. So as I said, making your bed every day.
Not hitting your brother.
Not hitting your brother, things like that. And so when the kid comes across, when they basically don't follow one of those expectations, the parent basically just takes their phone and snaps a picture of it. And it gets sent to the kid and gives them a warning X. And so in the app, you have a choice as to how many warnings you want to give your kids before they're fired. So in our home, it's 4. So the fourth time a picture's been taken gets sent to the child as, you better be careful, you're getting these warning X's, you get fired. And the fired is a combination of bonuses. So there's bonuses you can set for your children if they don't get fired. But there's also a consequence that was set at your family meeting. So the app is sort of in partnership with the website because that's where all the tutorials are as to making sure you are having your family meetings, you are sharing your family values. And so the kids are aware of what that fired means with the consequence because as the X's are coming, oh my gosh, I've got one X left.
Yeah.
And then my phone's getting taken away or I don't get to play with my friends this weekend. So it just drives the awareness in the home around your expectations. And, you know, like in the real world, if you're getting measured on things, things tend to happen. It's the same thing in the home.
How does this differ versus any of the other 12,000 apps out there to help your kids learn about money and manage things like allowances?
Yes. So the one piece I really wanted was to have the kids taking the initiative. I didn't want the parents to say, I need you to dust the house today. I need you to clean the bathroom today. I need you to make your bed today. I really wanted the kids to take the initiative to apply for the jobs. So the parent basically decides what they're prepared to reward. And then the kid goes in and says, I will do this job. I will do this job. Mm-hmm. And then we at Hire and Fire, the app, does the reminding and nagging for the parents. So it really is a cool concept because the parents are saying, you know what, I don't have to do a whole lot with the app. Mm. The app's pretty much taking care of it, and I'm getting to spend more quality time with my kids and enjoying my kids.
Now, when you say the app does it, does this mean all of the participating children need the app on a device?
So you can play the paper version, which we have available on site, which is like on your fridge. With the app version, they would have to have a device. So they could use it on the web app version. So any device, an iPod, an iPad, a tablet.
Your youngest is 4.
She's
Do
4,
all
yes.
the rest of the kids, I'm assuming she doesn't have her own
she
device.
She doesn't. Well, she has a family tablet, which she uses, which is so funny. I didn't think that she would. I was planning to keep her on the paper version. But it's amazing how quickly these kids pick up. Yeah. And she'll go in and change her character and we'll sit together and go, okay, which jobs do you want to apply for this week? Because, you know, things like the ice cream truck, for example, she needs to use her kids' cash for that. That's not something that we are paying. So we're trying to teach our kids the difference between their wants and their needs, and they have to earn their wants playing Hire and Fire.
One of the big questions in the world of allowance is whether chores should be included or excluded. So I subscribe to the view that chores are excluded and money is simply a tool to help them learn to use it. Chores are a part of being a member of the family.
Right.
Where are you on that whole spectrum of where chores fit and what's paid for?
So we kind of have both in there, and that's kind of what the parents like is the customization, is they can sort of choose. So if you have chores on there that you do not want to pay your kids for, those would be part of your expectations in your home.
I see.
If you have chores that you're prepared to pay, you can pay dollars or points in the app, those would be on your jobs in the app.
On the website, you've got templates to download. What are some of those templates? What do they look like?
So on the jobs, templates would be cut the grass, trim the grass, pick the weeds, wash the cars, things like that would be the jobs. Laundry is one of them that are on there. Cook a meal for the family. On the expectations, it's the things that sort of drive you crazy. If you had the ideal kid, what would that look like? So again, the things like we shared, don't hit your brother, keep your hands to yourself, get yourself ready for school on time, unpack your bags when you get home from school. So all the things that you want to sort of have your kids be ready for when they do get out on their own, so that they can make their own meals, they can do their own laundry, and they don't need mom or dad to be the
It's a great metaphor. It has so many applications, but there are limits to it, right? Like, you're not actually firing your child because you still need, they might be on probation.
Yes.
They might be on like a learning and development plan,
right.
But they're still in the house unless you advocate they go live under a bridge.
Yeah, no, there's no unions.
So the metaphor is not complete. What are some of the limitations to this approach?
So again, every family is different, and you know, it really comes down to the leader of the home, which is the parents. And so they can take however they want with Hire and Fire and really customize it to make it their own. So the limits, I guess, would be, I guess the consequence, I'm trying to think of something that came across that didn't really happen. I guess if the kid was fired and they didn't have their money for that particular week, it's sort of showing them with a delayed gratification, right? So I have
you make them sleep in the garage.
Yeah, pretty
is
much.
That what? Now you do have kids in all phases and stages,
yes.
Given that you've got a 4-year-old all the way up to what,
23.
Right.
Yes.
Is the 23-year-old still on the program?
No. He actually never played.
He
was
already
so gone when it played. So the 19-year-old, I think, stopped playing when he's going to be 20 in September. When he was 18, as soon as they get a job, essentially, that's when you sort of lose a little bit
of
that. Because
they have other money.
Yeah, because
does that mean they can hit their brother freely once they have a job?
No, there's still consequences there. But yeah, what we found is it's just a game that you're able to play, both parent and kids, and we get X's too as parents. We can get fired
really?
Too.
Really? What do you get X's for?
So I'm actually pretty good, but my husband.
Is it like the equivalent of is there a swear jar?
That's exactly what he gets his X's for. Yes.
And so does your kid take a photo of him after he's sworn?
No. So they'll just send the message. Sometimes they'll try, but it's typically past that point. But yeah, if we get fired.
That would be a great viral video.
Well,
they
know what?
Catch your
this
husband
is the minimum
on a swearing
viable
jag.
Product, but eventually we could absolutely get there with the technology.
Now, what is the automation of the technology? So you describe taking a photo of. How does that play out?
So if, for example, if my daughter didn't make her bed, take a picture of it. If she was in school, if she came out at the end of the day and opened her phone, she would see that X and the picture of the actual her bed not being made and a message. So the whole piece that we're trying to do is we really want parents to do more recognizing of their kids.
Are you taking that photo in the app, or how does it, or do you have
in
to text
moment.
It to the app?
No, in the app. So you
so
take
you're
a picture.
In the app, you take a picture, and it automatically
it'll
sends
say,
it.
Who is this against? And you'll pick the kid. It has avatars for all the kids. So
right.
Nicole. And then what's the reason you're giving her this warning? She didn't make her bed. So they're all like, based on your template, it'll pop up. And then send away.
How do you celebrate strengths? Because we know in terms of, you know, behavioral modification, there is punishing, weaknesses, and there is also celebrating strengths. Do more of what they're good at.
Right. And we fully believe recognizing is the one piece that we're finding parents are loving with this, because typically when you recognize your kids, they scored a goal or they got a good grade. But with this, they're participating, contributing to the home more than they ever have.
Do you take photos of that?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
you can.
So you take a photo. Look at that bed. It's made.
And messages, or even just the actual like high fives, like even at the team meetings, you celebrate at your team meetings, which is the payday, right? When payday comes,
right?
Because it's all based on, you know, pay periods and employees of the month, and so that's when all our celebration happens.
Do your
on a
children
scale.
Think you're ridiculous and infuriating because of this? Because I think my kid would be like, you are ridiculous.
Well, it's funny. I keep going, you know what? We're testing. I use that a lot, but I was just really pleasantly surprised when again the testimonials came through, because I was worried, like maybe this is just me, but it really, they're bearing with me. My 11-year-old's kind of done with the social media. That's been the hardest piece for me, is to get this out there. I've had to put myself out there,
right.
And and she's not a fan, and I'm okay with that. Like, we were on Dragon's Den, and she's like, I don't want to go on Dragon's Den. Like, I'm out, which is okay. I don't want to be on there either, but you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Jody, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Bruce.
Jody Swain, the founder of the Hire and Fire Your Kids app.